exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Terry Cook. And Terry was with the police for a long time, for many years, in Southern California. He's retired now, and is spending his time trying to get people to understand what's going on, and the fact that we're moving into a crisis situation, and that there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today. Terry, you pick up the story and tell us a little bit about that. And you want to mention your latest book, why you go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, thank you very much. And I believe you still have a number of those books in stock. Don't you still carry
the Beast Tech? It's called Beast Tech, and it goes ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. So,
tell our listeners about the book and why they need to get it.
Well, Dr. Stan, Dr. Tom Horn and I debated about a title when we created this new book. And so what we did was try to explain in a brief title what's happening. So, of course, anyone who's been listening to your show for years knows about the mark of the beast, and Scripture says it'll go on the right hand or forehead, and no one will buy or sell without it. And, of course, that will be administered via a global government that the Antichrist, the beast man of the apocalypse, Revelation 13, he'll actually administer this technological revolution, as it were, to the world so that he can control everybody. And, of course, Scripture says if you refuse to worship him, you won't get the mark. He won't give you the mark unless you agree to worship him. And so it's a soul thing. As it were, Dr. Stan, it's, you will exchange your soul for the ability to buy and sell and join the New World Order, join this global government system with this Beast Tech chip implant. I'm pretty confident it's going to be an RFID chip implant rather than all the other technology, but they're all available as well. All the biometrics and the skin tattoos and everything is combining together into a one-world spider web. I think the World Wide Web is really a spider web, and it's going to completely control all of us. There'll be no escape from this technology that we call Beast Tech, because it all goes together in one system. Everything is combined: software, hardware, radio waves, biometrics, ID, chip implants, everything goes into one system called that we call Beast Tech, the Beast Technology for the New World Order that the Antichrist will lead us into.
And certainly they are coming up with this new technology. It influences every aspect of our lives. Everybody has this number today. Oh, that was just for Social Security. No, ladies and gentlemen, that was so they could identify us at this time. Certainly, everybody has a cell phone, and most people do. They're listening to that. They're tracking what we do economically. Everything is being monitored. We're moving, and this is not just the United States. This is the entire world. Every telephone call, every internet communication, every email, every fax, they are all recorded and kept on file and listened to by computers. If there's something abnormal, and they're checked by human beings. We are moving towards a total surveillance society. Go right ahead, Terry.
That's absolutely correct, Stan. And back in 1994, when I wrote my first book, The Mark of the New World Order, the Lord gave me a clear insight as to where all of this was going, and I've been about 98% correct. Dr. Stan, and in my book, in my concluding chapter called of that old book, The Mark of the New World Order, my concluding chapter was titled A New World Disorder, because it looked as though everything would be disheveled and made disorderly for a purpose, a created situation of global chaos called Ordo Ab Caio amongst the Satanists who are making this happen. Ordo Ab Caio is Latin for you first throw the world into complete disorder, and then when people beg for things to be fixed, you fix it with a total dictatorship. So Ordo Ab Caio means a new world order after the old world order has first been thrown into total collapse and chaos. Then people will beg for the Antichrist, this beast man of the apocalypse, this false messiah, to come and straighten things out. And that's what's about to happen, really. We're in a spiritual battle. Satan wants your soul. God wants your soul, but only if you believe in Jesus Christ. So there will be no middle roaders. There will be no Buddhists in heaven. And there is no Buddhist heaven. There's only Jesus Christ and the Antichrist, and you will be forced to make a decision for one or the other. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. You may be deceived otherwise, but the reality is it's either Jesus Christ or Antichrist in this new beast tech system, from which there will be no escape, none whatsoever. You will not escape. Doesn't matter if you move to New Zealand. It doesn't matter if you go to South America. Wherever you choose to go, it just doesn't matter, because the globe will be soon encompassed completely by this beast tech system of total surveillance beyond anything Orwell even conceived of in his book 1984. Stan, it's nearly completely in place, and it's looking as though by the year 2017, they may begin requesting most of us to have a chip implant. And it looks as though in Obamacare, which I call Obama Scare, because he doesn't care, and it scares the heck out of me, it's communist medicine. It's communist medical care. That's what it really is. It's the Unaffordable Medical Care Act. Nobody can afford it. It's total communist enslavement to the government. And it looks as though embedded in that bill, in the second bill that actually passed, not the old bill, which was H.R. 3200, but the second bill that passed, H.R. 3962, there is embedded language into that stating that we'll need a Class 2 medical device, which is an RFID implant. So, Stan, people are just going to have to make a decision not to let it get under their skin.
Amen to that. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, why, give us a call, 877-254-7524. But, of course, we have all sorts of other issues that they focus our attention on. What's going on over there in the Crimea, over there in Ukraine? But understand that behind everything are powerful spirits and forces. We're moving towards the climax of history, which are the human beyond. Back to you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Terry Cook. We're talking about his book on beast tech. Going into the technology that is in place today, it will allow for the surveillance of everyone listening to this program. People don't really can't see how everything fits together, how the computers are going to be used to track and control everything that we do, to read all of our communications, certainly to know everything. And believe me, they have dossiers on every one of you listening to this program. Go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, Terry. Again, Doctor, Scripture is quite clear on this. We are the beast tech generation. I'll soon be speaking at the International Prophecy Conference the end of this month, actually beginning March 28th in Orlando, Florida. And if anybody's interested in attending that, there are still a few seats. There, so far, 1,700 people have registered. I think there's room for 2,000. March 28th, they can get in touch with, go to the internet and contact Prophecy in the News in Oklahoma City. Prophecy in the News, Oklahoma City, and request registration information for that upcoming Prophecy Conference. Again, there'll be roughly total, we're expecting about 2,000 people there, 25 really great speakers, Chuck Messler, Dr. Horn, myself, will be there sharing all the latest information on the blood moons and beast technology and everything. So if you want a real education, you may certainly register for that upcoming event at the end of this month on the 28th. Again, Prophecy in the News, Oklahoma City, will help you register for that event in Orlando, Florida on the 28th. And, of course, I'll be there. Dr. Horn will be there, Chuck Messler, and, again, many other fine speakers. So hopefully you'll be able to attend that beautiful conference, and everybody will be there sharing in the Lord and getting ready for what's about to come, because the avalanche is just over the horizon. We are on the very verge of World War III. The stage has been set. The actors are ready to go. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are at the gate, steaming from the nostrils, ready to be released to inaugurate the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. So World War III essentially inaugurates that. Then the Antichrist will establish a peace plan thereafter, and that launches the seven-year tribulation period. So, folks, that's why things are so wickedly, awesomely strange right now. Everybody has that gut feeling that something's wrong and something's about to happen. And indeed, Dr. Stan, the New Age movement, the occultists, the Satanists, are actually preparing people on their websites, on YouTube, and so forth, for this change that's coming. The change will be from the old world order under our God, Jesus Christ, who created this planet, into the new world order under the New Age Christ for the final seven-year period, and he'll actually be the Antichrist. So how much time do we have before the break, Dr. Stan?
Oh, we've got a fair length of time. We've got about 10 minutes to go right ahead.
Okay. So let me share with you, Dr. Stan, if you'd like to write this down. It's pretty interesting to watch these occultic satanic videos on their own websites. And, of course, Dr. Stan, you and I are intelligence officers for the Lord. We are geopolitical analysts. We're intelligence officers for the Lord. You did such a great job in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And there's just so much out there, it's hard to keep up with it all. But I get email alerts, and I'm on the newsletter list for many of these satanic sites, because as a good intelligence officer for the Lord, as a former intelligence officer for the National Guard and a Vietnam vet, and I was a policeman. I did 6 years in a police car on the streets of Los Angeles. That was quite an experience. I handled Charles Manson back then, right out of the police academy when I was 22 years old. So I've been there, done it. And so now I'm an intelligence officer for the Lord for these last days that we're now approaching. One of those email alerts that I get weekly is from a website called prepareforchange.net. And Dr. Stan, this is really interesting. You might want to write that down. And when you get a break today from all your radio programming, just go to their website. That's www.prepareforchange.net. And then you can link to their videos alerting everybody to the soon arrival of the Antichrist. Now, of course, they don't call him the Antichrist, only we Christians know who he really is. But they're saying there is soon coming a huge event unparalleled in world history. Unparalleled in world history. That the time is right now. People have been waiting for this event for thousands of years. Prophecies covered it. The New Agers and their own prophetic satanic stuff have been awaiting this man who's going to save the world. And of course, it'll be the devil in a man's body, the beast man of the apocalypse, and Revelation covers that eloquently, and so does Daniel. And our programming time today is short. I'd like to have 3 more hours, maybe 6 more hours, to share this information with you, but I'm going to try to highlight it in just the brief few minutes we have remaining on this morning's program, Stan. But again, if you want to be enlightened, actually, you can go to my own website, and it's right at the top of the banner on my website. My website is www.secondcomingministries.com. That's Terry L. Cook at www.secondcomingministries.com. And please order my Beast Tech book. Dr. Tom Horn and me co-wrote this book. Dr. Tom Horn and I co-wrote this book for your benefit. It's fewer than 300 pages. But please order it from Dr. Stan to support his ministry, so we can continue to get this kind of truth on the airwaves. Because in the near future, I think things are going to happen and emergencies are going to be declared and all the airwaves are going to be shut down. And that's what this website says, that soon we're going to have a global event and everything, the old order will essentially be shut down and zeroed out. And there'll be a transition period of time in which a new order and a new economic system will be installed, and that period of interim time will be very chaotic. So this website, prepareforchange.net, is channeling all this information from demonic spirits and UFO space brothers and all that really, really crazy sounding stuff that is real. Because everybody's going to be deluded and deceived into following this man. And even these people who are getting channeled with all of this satanic space brother UFO messages from the Ashtar Command and all this stuff. It sounds silly, Dr. Stan, but you know it's real. And the Brotherhood of Darkness is making all this stuff happen to deceive the world, if it were possible, into receiving the Antichrist as Christ and taking his mark of the beast on their right hand or forehead. That's what's coming, Doctor. So how much more time do we have before the break?
Oh, we have about 6 minutes. Go right ahead.
So this website, prepareforchange.net, again, you can go to my website, secondcomingministries.com, and study all this material, but go to the top of the banner and where I says, urgent information. The New Age movement announces the beginning of the tribulation, and they call it the event. This event they are anticipating is when there's some kind of a huge light or explosion in space that resembles the sun. It'll be a huge light emission event of some kind. Perhaps a bomb will be shot into space and explode to deceive us into thinking that's what the event is. I don't know. Perhaps it'll be a supernatural event where Satan actually causes a second sun to appear. I don't know. But the New Agers or the Satanists are actually warning us that the event is about to happen. We've been waiting for it for thousands of years, and now the old paradigm is about to end. and the new paradigm will begin, and it will be inaugurated with this thing they call the event. And then they say, Dr. Stan, in this article, this briefing paper that they're sending out to all their Luciferian light workers, that's what they call these people. They call them the ground crew that will be handling the UFO fleets when they arrive, apparently to bring the Antichrist in a UFO during this event. And when this event happens, they say people will feel energy. 90% of the people on Earth will feel the energy. There'll be 10% of the people, Dr. Stan, like us Christians, we won't feel the energy. We'll know what's coming. We'll know what this is all about. It's bringing the Antichrist to power, okay? But the other 90% who aren't Christians will believe this stuff, and they'll be basically possessed by some energy field that will allow them to be completely deceived into thinking that this event is godly and bringing back the second coming of Christ, when it actually will be the first appearance of the Antichrist. And that's what's happened. Now, they say there's going to be an international financial collapse, a planned collapse, and that it will trash the old system, Dr. Stan. The old system will completely trashed and zeroed out, and there'll be an interim period of chaos for 2 weeks or more, during which the old system will be completely zeroed out. The stock market will be finished. It'll be closed and never reopened. There'll be a whole new economic system inaugurated and installed. But in that interim phase, where the transitional phase, there'll be total chaos, and the military will be out there restoring order and so on and so on. So when we get back from the break, I'll give you a little bit more information on what they say will happen during this interim period of chaos after the event happens and the entire economic system.
We got about 3 minutes. Why don't you tell us what they say is going to happen as we move into this period of chaos?
Okay. So these New Agers at prepareforchange.net, which you can go to my website and see, www.secondcomingministries.com. You're better off just going to my website, because I have so many informative videos there for you. You could spend hours just learning about all the deception and who the communists really are and who created Islamic terrorism, the KGB, Dr. Stan. Most people don't know that Islamic terrorism was actually formulated and created by the communist KGB for the purpose of change. You see, terrorism is a change agent, because with terrorism, you blow up a town or a city or a few people. Of course, the remaining people who haven't been blown up, they want to be secure. They want you to change things with more enslavement, more dictatorship, more totalitarian police control in order to restore order and peace. And that's why terrorism is a communist-funded, communist-trained change agent into the New World Order. And they really essentially created Islamic terrorism, okay? That's where that came from. So now back to this global economic collapse at this website called prepareforchange.com. They've actually issued a briefing paper. Dr. Stan, they've issued a briefing paper to all their Luciferian light workers telling them what's just about to come, just over the horizon, and how to handle it all, and how to handle the banking collapse. And they're saying there'll be a complete economic closure of everything. The banks, the stock markets, everything will collapse and close, and there'll be no money, no water, no food, no electricity, gasoline, transportation, phone service. Everything will be disrupted. All the computers will close. No one will have any cash. And by the way, if you do have cash, it'll only be good for that interim period in which the collapse, or after which the collapse has happened, because after the new system's in place, all the old cash will be terminated and a new currency will be issued. So essentially, this is going to completely, Stan, this is going to wipe out everybody, wipe out the old system. There'll be a period of chaotic interim activity there. And they also say, by the way, they also say that this leader of the new event is going to arrest all the economic criminals, such as Rothschild and Rockefeller. They actually say they're going to be arrested when Rockefeller and Rothschild are run the world economic system. They're currently running it. But these new event people, these Luciferian light workers, actually say all those people who are running this corrupt system will be arrested.
Well, there is the music. We're going to be back in just a moment here with our special guest this morning, Terry Cook. There's a master plan out there, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to hear it through regular channels. Have a question or comment? I don't know.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain reminds us that crystal meth is a problem that affects the entire family. It ruins lives, breaks hearts and homes, and destroys childhood dreams. Parents, make a resolution this year to talk to your kids about drug abuse. It may be the most important decision you make. And that important reminder is brought to you by John Tyler and the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain at 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. For more information, call 303-857-4171. Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message is from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, with a large variety of rental handguns for their shooting range, offering classes and serving gun enthusiasts for over 25 years, Colorado's largest gun safe dealer. They're on the air, proudly saluting our troops.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Terry Cook, and we're talking about the plan, the master plan. Now, you're not going to hear about it, but there really are occult organizations out there that are directing everything that's going on. And, of course, we see the battle between the East and the West, and we see what's going on over in the Ukraine and Crimea. And we try to make any sense out of it. It really doesn't make any sense. Why in the world are these happenings? But behind that are these powerful supernatural forces, and they are going to move us into a crisis, and out of that crisis is going to come the destruction of our monetary system and certainly the total transformation of society. Who do we have calling? Somebody's calling.
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Do you have a question for our guest, Maureen?
No, I do not. I just requested from the producer that I would speak after the guest was gone, but maybe you'll be willing to listen to this astounding story that I experienced. It's about Dr. Werner von Braun.
Well, go ahead. Try to get it through quickly, if you will, please, Maureen.
I'll be brief. Years ago in the 50s, during the Apollo program, I read in the Denver Post that Dr. Werner von Braun had joined a church. This astounded me. At that time, I thought that those Nazi scientists that had been brought over from Germany were, I didn't know what I know now, were coerced and made to work for the Nazis, and that maybe they had some innocence. However, I had, at that time I wrote that, read that in the Denver Post, I had this absolutely clear path ahead of me and impetus. I read that he had joined a denomination, a church in America, and a denomination that I had already researched and knew was apostatized already. And I was afraid that he would think that joining that church was going to get him to heaven. So, and I'm telling you the truth, the Lord just said, Maureen, write to him, tell him what the gospel actually is. So I sat down that afternoon, I wrote him a 5-page handwritten letter clearly laying out God's plan of salvation. I don't know how I found his address, but I did, and I sent it off. And it wasn't long before I got a letter back from his top aide, who said, Dr. Von Braun, dear Maureen, Dr. Von Braun thanks you so very much for your concern about his salvation. He thanks you for explaining it to him. And he said to let you know that he would have written you personally himself, but that he is busy with the Apollo program and asked me to write to you instead. Dr. Stan, I did not tell one person ever, not one person. I felt no reason to. I felt no impulse. I felt no leading from the Lord to tell anybody. I didn't tell family, neighbors, anybody until now.
Okay, and, Maureen, well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, but I do want to get back to Terry. Thank you very much for letting us know about your correspondence with Werner Von Braun. We do hope that he came to know the Lord.
We do hope that he did. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maureen. Well, Terry, certainly your story would suggest that we are heading into a period of chaos and crisis. And basically, as we see what's going on over there in the Ukraine today, it really does make a lot of sense. I mean, why in heaven's name did they precipitate this crisis now? Because it is a crisis. There's no question at all that this is done intentionally to create a chaotic situation, a crisis between the United States and certainly the Soviet Union. Is this going to suddenly lead to some sort of a military confrontation? Will that military confrontation bring about the crisis situation, the chaos you're describing? What are your thoughts?
Yes, and Scripture calls that wars and rumors of wars. Scripture also indicates in Matthew 24, Dr. Stan, that essentially the whole world will be turned into a chaotic situation. There'll be total lawlessness. There'll be homosexuality will resurface. Lawlessness similar to, Scripture says in Matthew 24, the time of Noah, at Noah's Ark, and the Nephilims that were alive back then, and so forth, that Dr. Horn and Steve Quayle and many others are now expounding upon very seriously. So we're about to enter that time. Jesus said it'll be like that time, only worse. It'll be like the days of Noah, only worse. It'll be like the days of homosexuality at Sodom and Gomorrah, only worse. It'll be total chaos, only worse. There'll be no other time in world history like the time that's about to begin. It's called the tribulation period. The last 3.5 years of which will be unlike any other time in world history and will actually conclude world history as we know it. It'll be the end of the age. The New Agers call it age of Aquarius. And, of course, what that means to us scripturally is the beginning of the tribulation period under the Antichrist. So you're right, Stan. No one can make any sense out of what's happening. Everybody's confused. Wars and rumors of wars. Homosexuality is taking over government at all levels. And they're becoming politically and financially powerful to the point where they'll threaten to sue you if you oppose them. They're going to use the government to prosecute all those who refuse to comply with homosexual demands. Islamics are moving into the White House now. Islamic terrorists, the Muslim Brotherhood, even the nation of Egypt has defined and categorized the Islamic Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, as terrorists, and yet the Obama administration is moving them into the White House. But first the communists moved into the White House, and subsequently the communists are now pulling in Islamic terrorists into the White House. So again, I want to reiterate that the Islamic terrorist organization or organizations, all of the Islamic terrorist organizations were trained, financed, and equipped with bombs and everything by the KGB at terrorist training camps. So essentially now, the communists have taken over the White House internally, and now they're bringing in Islamic terrorists, also trained by the KGB, to as change agents, to completely toss our government into the trash can. And now we're seeing signs, billboards, freeways with billboards, roads with billboards nationwide that people should rethink the whole concept of Islam, and Islam and Christianity should mix together in Christlam. That's what's being called now, this merging, this effort to merge Christianity with satanic Islam is now being called Chrislam. Okay? So every demonic spirit in the world is trying to take out Jesus Christ and replace him with Antichrist. That's what's happening. Total chaos, and the Antichrist is about to appear.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, agree, disagree.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, the situation that's unfolding in Ukraine doesn't make any sense. This is a manufactured crisis. Certainly Putin and Obama and the people who run the world are working together behind the scenes. Certainly Obama is threatening to put sanctions onto Russia. The Russians are claiming if you put sanctions on us, we'll start dumping your currency. We'll start seizing the American plants that are here. We will not pay our debts. We owe massive amounts of money to European and American banks. We will not pay it off. You put sanctions on us, we will retaliate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what could happen as a result of this? We could see the whole world financial system go into chaos. Is that what this is about? Quite frankly, I don't know. Maybe the chaos that Terry is describing is going to occur later, but maybe it's going to occur now. We're just going to have to wait and see if this unfolds. But you need to go to Terry's website. You need to go to this other website put up by the people who are tied into the world Luciferian movement, and they will tell you that this crisis is coming. It's all going to be engineered, and it's going to result in the total breakdown of the structure of our society. Who's calling?
This is Ruth from Denver.
You have a question to comment for our guest.
Hi. I remind you again that Isaiah 14:20 says Lucifer destroys his own land and kills his own people. What I wanted to say about communism and Islam is Alberto Rivera, published by Chick Publications, says that Rome started communism and Islam.
Says who started it?
Rome.
Okay.
That's what Alberto Rivera says. He published by Chick Publications.
The Rothschild banking dynasty financed the creation of communism in 1917 with $20 million shipped from Rockefeller banks in Manhattan, New York. I'm familiar with Chick Publications, ma'am, and some of it's good and some of it's not so good, but actually the Rothschild banking dynasty, not the Vatican, created communism. So now the Vatican Bank is under the control, is actually owned by the Rothschild banking international dynasty. So, but Satan is the father of all of these lies and the father of communism and the father of Islamism and homosexuality. And he's the father of lies, and he comes to kill, rob, and destroy John 10:10. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Okay, and I really believe that certainly there's a lot of disinformation out there, but unless you understand that everything is satanic, and basically they want to attribute it under the Vatican, they want to tell us it's the Jews, they want to give us all sorts of other sources of information, we're involved in a satanic conspiracy. It's not imaginary, it's real, and if you doubt it, go to the Trilateral Commission website. Look at their logo. Three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross, and you will see it right before your very eyes.
Anything else you'd like to say
before we let you go?
Yes. I also wanted to say that homosexuality is rampant, and we know it's in the Catholic Church, molestation of boys, and it's in Boy Scouts. And I have research that in Boy Scouts, and I'd like to share that with you sometime.
Okay, fine, you can. But let me point out in the Protestant Church, too. In fact, we're just finding out now that the Bob Jones University, which is the paragon of the Protestant faith, why they've had all sorts of sexual abuse. There are trials taking place back there now. The students have been told not to mention this, and now they're coming forward and they're telling the truth. Bob Jones University is doing everything they can to cover up the sexual abuse by key people in that Protestant faith. So we have this sexual perversion in both the Catholic and the Protestant faith. Thank you very much. I think we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I want to ask Terry real quick. He mentioned the website Prepare for Change, and I didn't get the rest of it.
Okay, yes, sir. You could actually just go to my website, sir. It's at the top banner. That's the easiest way to find this, so you get the correct one. And also, once you watch...
What is your website?
www.secondcomingministries.com. Plural.
Got it.
Ministries, though. Don't use the number two. Spell it out, secondcomingministries.com. And once there, sir, just go to the very top center where it says urgent information, the tribulation is about to begin. And what I've done is I posted there a very fine Christian analysis of this Prepare for Change satanic website. So this lady does a fabulous job in about just in a few minutes explaining this website. Now, then go to my news tab and click on that, and you can actually watch those satanic websites thereafter. But make sure you go to the top of my website where it says tribulation is about to begin, tribulation urgent information, because this Christian lady dissects and assesses and analyzes what this stuff is that I'm now sharing with you, sir. And then you can study the news section of my website for all the additional information, including who founded communism, as we've been discussing. Karl Marx was financed by the banking dynasties, and then the actual revolution was financed by the banking dynasties. But Satan is behind it all, so Satan founded communism. The Antichrist is really a man, who's the epitome of Satan in a man's body. He's the incarnate devil himself, and this will wrap up history. But Lucifer was the first communist in heaven. He was the rebel. His revolution caused him to be thrown out of heaven, and now his revolution on earth, called communism, will end history. His revolutionary time for 6,000 years is about to end, but it will end with the tribulation period, consisting of seven final years.
Now, is that Prepare for Change website the satanic website, or is that this woman's website?
Well, the prepareforchange.net website, Stan, is a Luciferian, occultic, satanic website. But the one on my banner at the top of my website at secondcomingministries.com is a very fine Christian lady explaining what all of this satanic stuff at their website means.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. Talk to you real soon.
God bless. Bye bye.
Just a moment to wrap up the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
When I grow up,
I want a subprime loan. I never want the opportunity to own a home.
When I grow up,
I want the dollar to be worth less. I only want one bank to choose from.
When I grow up,
I still want to be living with my parents into my 30s. I want to be paid less to do a tougher job.
When I grow up,
I want a brown nose from being a yes man. I want to be loaded with student debt.
When I grow up,
I only want to be a part-time employee so I can participate in Obamacare.
Don't let this be your child's future. Eventually, you have to grow up. Preserve and ensure your wealth today. Call the Patriot Trading Group. Gold and silver buying made easy. 800-951-0592. Or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, we live in exciting times. We live certainly in the world, a material world, that where we see certainly the conflict between communism and capitalism, between America and the Soviet Union. And then we live in the spiritual world as well. And we can correlate the two, why so much of what's going on just doesn't make sense. I hope you enjoyed the program this morning with Terry Cook. I think his information is valid, and we must understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. It's sort of being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle first and foremost. And once we can recognize that, then we can understand what's going on. We can begin to prepare for the future. But be certain you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the most important possession you can have. So this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon you to provide us with the funding so that we can maintain our network. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. We certainly do 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening. In addition to this program, what we want you to do is to get other people listening to those programs and beginning to prepare themselves spiritually for the crisis which is coming. And how soon it's coming, I don't know. But I do know that what's going on over there in the Ukraine doesn't make any sense if you look at it from the logical point of view. This is all staged. So there has to be another purpose. Is it that this is the time when we're going to have the crisis? Only time is going to know, going to tell us. The Lord knows, Satan knows, there is a battle. There really are Luciferian organizations. There are vast groups of people who worship Lucifer. Now, many people may belong to these organizations without understanding they're Luciferian. How many people in the Trilateral Commission understand the significance of their logo? Three sixes surrounding a upside-down broken cross. Well, some of them do. They know exactly who they worship. And they understand the spiritual battle. And what we must do is do everything we can to get as many, not only Christians, but people out in the general audience to understand what's going on, and hopefully it will bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord, and they're not going to compromise their principles as we move into this period of chaos and crisis, which is coming. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's inexpensive. It will give you a solid background in what's going on, the Brotherhood of Darkness. We carry a number of other books on this subject, Shadows of Power by James Perloff. He's done a wonderful job. Of course, we have his new book, going into the background of what's going on today. The Truth is a Lonely Warrior. These books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have our 4-CD set on the supernatural. We have other 4-CD sets on so many different subjects. You can go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can actually pull down and get a list of all the books and CDs and DVDs we have. You need to get the information.